Happy to meet him. Made up with Brother Jonathan Bayless.
Matter of fact, if we go over to the book of Isaiah and turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 64, we'll see exactly how God views our so-called righteousnesses. It says in Isaiah 64 and verse 6, "But we are all a clean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all, like the wind, in us away. And there is none that calleth upon name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid his face from, or hid thy face rather from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities." The Bible asks the question, "If thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who should stand?" The answer is no one. So we have begun, and I have to say begun, because even if I took up the entire time that the compiler, we could not complete sermons. But I've begun to bring out why, if you go and follow what so many churches, that there's just a little bit of good in every man. It's not possible. So I quoted the verse in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number, where the Bible says, "And you have been quickened." That word quickened is made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. But depravity prevents there being any goodness in man. Notice I say any moral goodness. A person can be a good citizen and be dead in trespasses and sins. A person can be a good citizen, that does not change the fact that they are totally dependent sinner. Total depravity in the light of unconditional elect, I believe I hit on just a moment ago as well. Since man has no right approach unto God, election must be unconditional. If it were conditional, if God were to say, "If you could one work that I view as righteous, I'll save you," we would fail at that. Because of what I started off with, man's will is depraved, man's mind is depraved, man's morals are depraved. There is no goodness in man, the righteousness in man. At least not in the eyes of God. Total depravity in the light of limited atonement. Since man has no good, and since God has elected his people, notice how I said that, not all of mankind, so many people are teaching, but his people, we must conclude that even though all are born depraved in nature, God has chosen to save some. Depravity and life irresistible grace. Our nature calls us, if it were possible, to resist the grace of God. Hard to swallow, you know. I know that his grace is total depravity. I'm sorry, backwards. Experience of the saints in the light of total depravity. If it were possible for man to sin away, his salvation would not take us long, would it? Total depravity in light of each. And I did that for this prayer. Hey, the doctor, I mentioned when I prayed him, I don't see anywhere in the Bible. When I preached this verse number 11, I said, the correct answer, notice what is said and said, and I did eat. Who is Adam? Why? He was blaming Eve. That's not the correct answer. And he said, it is. It's not just bothered me. They heard abortion on it and made it legal. I'm thankful for that doesn't sound so bad, does it? It's where we do not take response to a spot where we no longer want to go, and I forgot. Six. I want Genesis 6, verse imagination of the thoughts of his heart. First on total depravity. In the earth, you know, we could our nation back creates a new world. Wicked. Every ounce of his heart was only evil. Mankind. Now, Now, if you go back and study in the book of Matthew, also, you make his own way. Folks, we can do that. And finish the cross. To sit down at the right hand of the throne. Folks, for those of us, lay aside that besetting sin. Do it. Aside. Chapter number one. I'm going to cover everything that has to do with all this. Number one, if we say we have no, we just and the truth. If we confess our sins, and I always bring, go ahead and forgive me for the next ones too, because I believe it's what's being said to us to forgive us our sins and to cleanse them. And then verse number 10 brings out, if not sin, we make him a, is not no use in, because the Bible's not in us. James said, painful thing to have. What does that mean? Well, I believe you can put this to not forgive us. And I believe this is a necessity that we do so. I do appreciate that.
54 for the solid rock.
My hope is beyond that void, and I dare to trust me, but in a sin, Christ the solid, my ground is sinking, my heart is sinking sad. When darkness came to hide its face, I rest on him safely. Behind him, I hold within the veil. On the solid rock I stand, all other fears since then. On the ground, it's sinking sand. He shall call it from his heaven. Oh, may I be guilty bound. I fell as the lung of blessed and before the throne. Christ the summit, long I stand on the ground, sinking sand. All of this sinking sand.
At this time, Debbie and I.
I'm not on my phone. Hey, just here is the ability to maybe get. I have been honored for that for 50 years. I'm thankful for that, and those 44 years. And I appreciate your tolerance with me. Our next speaker, much he could if he would. I would pray a condition. Brother Christopher, come here. And I am thankful, church, we are still here. We're praying all glory to God. And I say that the Spirit has foreordained whereby build to save his people. And Jesus built his church. And that Jesus entrusted. The second reason why we are is to be the pillar to this world. 15. But if I tarry, may know his house, which is the church of the truth. Love the Lord's church, in which edition is that privilege. How Bible says that God is my name.
Right.
About all God things. About God's truth. About the physical things only, man.
The virgins, I don't need them.
But we're not just talking about the physical, but also the right interpretation of the word. So-called, they use the same Bible as we do, but they come to conclusions as. So then, beloved, one very important Lord's church is sold up, stand for, and to declare the presence. Where else, if not in the Lord's church? The third reason, still here, prepare for himself a glorious bride. 27, husbands, love your wife, also love the church for it, sanctifying, cleanse it with the washing of the word, that he might glory his church, not having spot or wrinkle thing, but that it should blemish. This church of churches, he's already the church that Jesus is going to be with him. Bayless told us tonight when Jesus found us. I hope you see that one of God's Lord's churches. We're all a bunch of violators sometimes. Be included. One very important reason why we live in the world and all the armies. When will we no longer?
I'll be here right now.
Probably won't go that long. Go say that. For more than one possible reason. First, but fourthly and finally, the possible answers to this question are pretty simple. We'll no longer. That sooner. You want to see a dead church?
And you will find a dead
church. The ground of the truth will. What used to be sound Baptist still be here. You won't be loved the world. It's getting more and more the world unto.
I believe we will soon be gone on the way of the world. Be here when we no longer
to be glorious churches now. Churches exist for every reason but us if we fail. Reason for being
God in
everything. Here, that's our now.
Period.
What do you think of Jesus comes.
In my heart, I'm adoring Jesus. All God's world we're new. And holding the scripture, Jesus, pillar and ground of truth. Oh, come to the church. Christ is dead.
Time in spite of Baptist. Here at Baptist Church, we said we'd be here. Our last speaker will be Brother Matt, not right on the program. I did fool something. No.
We'll never know him as Facebook.
Ephesians, guys. And Brother Sam, Brother Scott, I see Doug Newell. And I know they're preaching on the church. I said, how did I know that Brother preaching on the local church? That's I wasn't paying much.
Why are we still here? It's worship. 50 years of preaching the local church. And obviously that subject to me because since I've been living. And I realized that after I thought about why would it be 50 years? This is a long time. It's kind of, you're going to be fighting that aspect you had to fight and the things that you had to stand. It's going to be that the second point was going to be that the Protestants preach at assembly. Can't preach that. That one changed because my third point and the let those guys preach my previously wonderful message. I'll go home to Big Creek. But it's distinct to try to equate Israel with. I thought about Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21. By Christ Jesus I am. Of course, you have to, that's what we ask. What is this church? Ephesians 3:21. One of the most awesome grow up, I remember him preaching and how important it is, just like Matthew 16:8 there. But it says there's going to be churches. We're going to bring glory to the Lord, don't we? In the book of Ephesians. It's an awesome book, isn't it? But Jesus, we don't have no foolishness in God. That's us. We're out there. But be there. Having preached peace to you, which were fallen Gentiles, through him we both have access by once unto the Father. Now, this is a church of corners, but fellow sinners hold a tabernacle. Put his testament display that he's talking about. God meets. That's where the address, that's where God. You see that? They built his house on. It's not something, an entity out in apostles and pride. That's what they're talking about. A brick and mortar. They got all these stores that are online. All these places on Amazon, that's places here, though. These are best registered. And then encourage people to pastor, take care. That's what we take care of learning. That's what it's a building fitly framed together, a visible word. That's what the grace baptism, show up. Up since you have. Can't do. It says in verse 22, that is, I think of a bricklayer. Brick, we're just wondering, he's a brick. That's what you all are, is bread and habitation. We're not over in that church building, but in that gym, yes, it's you. We're there on 31 North Church. Church goes on, doesn't it? Because it's a local. Build a habitation of God through the Lord. You better do a little chase that. God kept me going. There's not too many times God keeps people from going to his church. But he does sometimes. I've got a deacon in my church that doesn't have one leg, and sometimes he can't come. I understand that. Providentially ends. A lot of people are not. Say they are. When you gather together, then you are part of the local body church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 23, just one more reference here. It says in verse 23, and think about these Invisible Church. I don't know how many members are in that church. Visible. But it says here in verse 23, if therefore the church be into one place, what else can it be talking about? It says whole church, except all the members of Grace Baptist Church. Have a responsibility to come and bring glory. To him be glory in church. In this type of body, I want to say, many of these bodies around, but in this body, as we talk about the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, as we get to the heart of this church epistle, the Apostle Paul gives the reason, has a plan for his church, and it's to be a missionary Baptist church. And that's what verse 10 says, and says, wherefore when you read, you may understand knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And the church is the mystery he's talking about in the first three verses. And it says in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed in holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be and of the same body. Again, the word is used. You know the word body is used in the New Testament is used about anything except the Lord's church. It's never used about the family. Family is never called a body. And the kingdom is never called a body. The church is always what it's referring to. Confused by the universal, invisible, mystical, whatever it might be, or the big church or the little. When it speaks about the body, it's speaking about you, the Grace Church. That's what it's talking about. And that's what it says. We should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partners by the gospel, whereof Apostle Paul says, I was made according to God, given unto me power, at least of all, say that I should. The uncertainty is that, yes, Lord's church. Paul. That's what this is, the gospel church. And the church where riches are. And if all men see what is fellowship, the word for assembly, isn't it? Most churches have fellowship halls.
That's where they come, and you get a lot of those hugs, a lot of those peach pies, and all that time to spend together with each other is when you're having fellowship, and you have sweet fellowship, what? With people that you agree with people that you love. How much fellowship do you have when you're with people that you hate? Can you imagine inviting Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to our fellowship hall? We'd come and pray for him. You wouldn't have much sweet fellowship. How long would you talk to somebody like that before you get upset? Before they get upset with you? But I can go in there and I can sit with Brother Sam in there until 12 o'clock or whatever it is. And we can have sweet fellowship. We agree. We agree with each other. We agree with Christ. You see, that's what it is. You know, I was talking to somebody and they said, you know, the Lord's church is the most amazing thing in the earth. Where you can get all kinds of different people with different opinions and dwell in love. You know, and I may like the Cleveland Browns, and you may like the, you know, the Michigan Wolverines or something like that. You may like some of these things. We may disagree on all these things, but you know what? When we open up the Word of God, love each other. Yeah, we need that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, preach it on, brother. Because God is the center. Him be glory in the church. No flesh in his presence. Who was it who was bringing all that glory upon himself the other night? We was talking about it. He kept saying, I did that. It wasn't Sam, I'm sure. But you know, who do we come to bring glory for? Bring glory for the Lord. We would bend backwards, throw ourselves in a mud puddle, show our Lord on through. Once we know how much the Lord did for us, why would we not want to be part of the body of Jesus Christ? That he had in your locality, in your community. Unto him be glory, church, throughout all ages. You know, the only one that was glory in the church. And that's what he wants. Paul wants to see the fellowship of the mystery, which had been from the beginning, Lord, have been hidden. God created all things by Christ Jesus to the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. That's what you hear. You know, we go to Great Commission, we go to the 1618 to find out what the Lord did, but here's our marching orders too. That the world might know the manifest wisdom of God. Teach them the gospel of Christ. Teach them the Lord's church. That's the second part of it, baptizing. And the third part is to teach them to observe all that's commanded and know how to live. That God might be blessed. God's plan. The third point is God has a one body. That doesn't mean it's one big body. It means one kind of body. I know it does. One body. A unified body. That you have. And that's found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. There is one body. You know, the seven of spirit. One book, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You know, there's not two baptisms. There's spirit baptism, Holy Spirit baptism, put you in the big church. Auto baptism, put you in the little church. Where do you find that in scriptures? There's one baptism. One body. One God. One Father. Brother Chris touched upon this a little bit also. You know, and the KJV is an example of this. The main reason people want all these other versions, it's the devil. The main reason he wants all these is so you can have multiple truths. You know, well, my Bible says this. Well, my Bible says this, and you don't got one that says you want. My God says this. We've only got one God. And we've only got one church. They don't teach that at my church. Well, let's go back to Matthew 16:18 and find Jesus Christ's church. I will go to my church. That's where I want to go. That's why it's important for this church to be able to trace its roots back to that one church. So that it is one church. The one church that Jesus Christ founded. And that's what this wonderful verse is talking about here. That one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One Bible, one KJV. Like Brother Sam already said that too. You know, I know the Geneva Bible is an English translation. But you know, there's only one Textus Receptus. The Dean text and the text in the Old Testament, that's what they're based upon. One. And that's what that's all we need is a Bible that's based upon that. And Lord, help us to treasure our Bibles and our churches as the one Lord has for us. In verse number 11, this one body, the physical, and this is the thought process here, this point here is the physical units of the body that we have. The bricks and the mortar. If you're talking about sheep, it's a herd and a flock, sorry about that. You know, if you're alive, you go on the candlestick. If you have the hands and the arms and it is part of one body, the pictures that the Lord always has of His church is of one body. A one unit that you have there. It's a practical unit. You know, when I was preaching through the book of Ephesians, that's one of my messages there. The reason the Lord has a local assembly is so that you can assemble there. That's the purpose. The purpose for you to be there is for you to be learning, for you to be growing, for you to be shining, for you to be witnessing. In verse 11, that's what it says, and He gave some churches, is what it's called, some bodies. You read in verse 12, He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, some of those bodies, for the perfecting of the saints. There's a purpose to this. God has a purpose for a local church. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So that's why He gave some of them apostles and some of them pastors and teachers and some of them evangelists. Till 13, to come in the unity or the oneness and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, complete. You know this church is perfect. I know I preached a message once about a perfect church made of perfect church members. You know why it's perfect? Because it's perfect for what God created it for. You know, when I say my wife is perfect for me, call me perfect. I say, I did it. And then, you know, back then, she's out there watching this. And she, I better stop it. You know, I said she's perfect for me because she's all I need. I don't need wife number two. Who's that? Julie's talking about, she's my ex. And I said, yeah. What are you talking about? She said, she's your ex-girlfriend. And she's my pride. And so, you know, she's perfect for me. And we find that together. And the Lord's church is perfect for you. The Lord made it perfectly to people. He made it perfectly to be the pillar and ground of the truth. He made it perfect to be the witness that this world needs. He made it perfect. Not us. But that's what we have until we come. If we be henceforth no more children, verse 14, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. That's the purpose of the church. It says, verse 15, speaking the truth in love, may grow up. What do you think about when I say grow up? It's exactly this. We need to grow up. We need to become quick drinking milk with word only and start eating meat of the word. Don't let the pastor have all the meat. It's enough of the chicken as it is. No, we need meat too. And Lord, help us to grow up. And it says, verse 18, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working and the measure of every part maketh increase of the body, the increase in numbers and in spiritual knowledge, unto the edifying of itself in love. It says that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Verse 20 says, but ye have not so learned Christ. Well, where did you learn Christ? Except in the Lord's church. That's what it's there for. And that's what it says in verse 25. Wherefore, put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. It's interlocking. We need to be there for each other. We need to be there for the Lord. We need to do the work the Lord has for us to do. The last thought I have here, since I'm running out of time, I've got two more points. We might not get to the Baptist bride, and that was what we finish up with in Ephesians chapter 5. I speak to this mystery of this husband and wife. So let's finish up here with Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 17. As I think about the body of Christ, verse just came to me. And the Apostle Paul, speaking about his persecution, let no one, Galatians 6:17, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I bear in my body, Apostle Paul says. You know, my thoughts went immediately to Jesus Christ bearing the marks in his body. Thomas, the points in his hands. But you know, the body about tonight, Grace Baptist Church, ought to have the marks. That's what it says here. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And sometimes that'd be persecution. What Brother Doug and I was talking about over there in 1 John chapter 5 or 8. It might be persecution, it might be blood. But you know, it ought to be our faith and practice. It ought to be the marks of the New Testament church. It ought to be the marks of the body of Christ. The marks of the Grace Baptist Church. The marks of this of whatever church you're a member of ought to be marked for Jesus Christ. We stand for Christ. Doesn't matter what the world stands for. That's where all the rest of them are identified. No matter who they want to glorify. We want to glorify Jesus Christ. Hey, continue fighting that battle. Grace Baptist Church. Bless each and every one.
Dan, we better sing a song.
Okay, so just inside your front cover of your hymnal, you'll find a song pasted in there. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Let's all stand.
As the world looks upon me, as I stroll along, they say I am weak, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, for my fears they could see. Thank you.